Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
Well, the cattle complex finally showed a positive day, but not until after futures made a lower low than Wednesday. Strong weekly export sales were responsible for the higher opening, but contracts then made a lower low before triggering some short covering as traders stepped into the market. Weekly export sales totaled 21,500 metric tons, with China the second largest buyer. Some cash cattle traded Thursday with prices in line within the week. Now, hog futures tried valiantly to maintain gains after a gap higher opening. However, prices fell back into the close, eliminating the gap and posting slightly lower prices. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash was down $4.93. Cutouts were down $1.97, keeping some pressure on futures. The looming Hogs and Pigs Report had traders more intent on limiting risk than market direction. The report was neutral to friendly to the market. All hogs and pigs were down 1% and just slightly below the trade estimate. December Kansas City wheat is 11 cents higher early today, quickly erasing yesterday's loss and continuing to ignore the threat that comes from a U.S. dollar trading near its highest prices in 20 years. There probably won't be much in Friday's USDA reports to impact wheat, but the trade will be interested to see USDA's estimate of other spring wheat, expected near 517 million bushels. And in the bigger picture, wheat prices are sensitive to events in Ukraine and the recent trend of increased Russian hostility toward Europe. December corn is trading 4 cents higher today, stubbornly holding above both the 100-day average at 663 and the one-month low at 654, with USDA's report of September 1 grain stocks due out later this morning. The national corn basis remains strong in the final quarter, and because of that, it will be interesting to see if Friday's report for corn comes in less than the 1.5 billion bushel the analysts are predicting. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, at the close yesterday, live cattle futures, October up 107, 144.12, December up $1.50, 147.77, October feeder cattle up 232, 177.32, November up 255, 177.82, October hogs up 7 cents, 89.45. Kansas City wheat, December down 9 and a quarter, 966 and 3 quarters, March down 7 and 3 quarters, 964 and a quarter, Chicago wheat, December down 7 cents, 896 and a quarter, March down 7 cents at 908. December corn down a penny, 669 and a half, and March was down a half, 676. November soybeans up 2 cents, 1410 and three quarters. January was up 4 and a quarter, 1420 and a half penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.